Sanhedrin, Perigim Mishnah Zayin, Gomru Asadover, so the Dayanim finished their Psak. Hayimachnisin Osan, they would bring back all the Bali Dinim to Beis Din. Hagadol Sheba Dayanim, Omer, Ish Ploni Atazakai. The greatest of the Dayanim, he would say, you, let's say, Ruvain, you're innocent. Ish Ploni Atachayev. And then he'd say, Shimon, you're Chayev. Uminayin l'shechiyetze echem nadayanim lo yomar ani mezake v'chaveirai mechayev. And how do you know that when they're finished up and leaving, that one of the dayanim, let's say he picked, remember, dini mamonis, each person picks his dayan. So let's say he picked his dayan, and his own dayan came to him and said afterwards, listen, I was trying to make you zakai, but everybody else, the other two dayanim made you chayev. Aval ma'ese shechaveiru rabu alai. But what was I supposed to do that the chever, the other two dayanim, were the majority? You shouldn't say that. Al zeh ne'emar lo yiseilech rochel ba'amecha v'aymer heilech rochel megala sod. This is a form of rechilus. The point of rechilus is not to cause any animosity from Adam l'chavero. And the reason for both psukim Tosfos says is because I would think that the only iser is when you're doing it to cause animosity. Here, it's fakert. Here, it's the opposite, that the dayan is trying to make him not be upset. He's telling him that it wasn't his fault. Nevertheless, the second pasuk is Holich Rochel Megala Sod, you're not allowed to reveal secrets as well. That even if you didn't have kavana to cause animosity, nevertheless, it's still usser. Because you're revealing what they privately deliberated on, which you should not have.